Northern Wisconsin baked through a stubborn drought as July turned to August, with some spots along the Lake Superior coast running a rain deficit of more than 8.5 inches for the year, and many farms feeding hay just to keep livestock going on shore pastures. Amid the dry fields, the Bayfield fruit loot still delivered sweet cherries, pin cherries, thimbleberries, and wild blueberries, while roadside stands and the Ashland Farmers Market drew August crowds. There is a sharp money lesson tucked in here, too, as growers who wholesale their produce pocket only about 15 cents of each consumer dollar, while those selling straight to shoppers keep the full 100%. The dispatch comes from Jason Maloney of Washburn, a retired soldier and educator who grew up on a Marinette County farm and now writes from the country between Lake Superior and Bayfield County's orchards. Hay is made under an early August sky along Nevers Road south of Washburn, Wisconsin. Signs lure customers to a farm store along Ondeseggen Road in Bayfield County, Wisconsin. Customers mingle the first Saturday of August at the Ashland, Wisconsin, farm market. A sign alerts customers to the location of the Ashland Area Farmers Market in downtown Ashland, Wisconsin. Farmers who wholesale produce receive about 15 cents of each consumer dollar spent. Farmers selling directly to consumers receive 100% of each consumer dollar spent. Corn in part of a field with light soil is stunted from drought in the last days of July along Highway D near Peshtigo, Wisconsin. Fields in need of water are evident across the state this summer. A thimbleberry awaits picking in August at the edge of the boreal forest remnant along Wisconsin's Lake Superior shore. Pin cherries hang ripe and ready for picking a few yards from Lake Superior within sight of Minnewanaconee. Jars of pin cherry jelly glow bright red as they seal after steaming. Freshly picked sweet cherries from the Bayfield Fruit Loop await pitting. Visit bayfield.org/things-to-do/farms-orchards/berry-farm-orchard-report for more information. Hay is made during the last week of July along Ondeseggen Road south of Washburn, Wisconsin. Cattle and horses mingle the last week of July on short pasture near Benoit, Wisconsin. Many farms in Wisconsin are feeding hay to livestock to supplement short pastures. Free samples of homemade confections are offered at a farm stand near Benoit, Wisconsin. One taste and resistance is futile. A mock orange blossom spreads joy in a northern Wisconsin farmyard. A honeybee gathers nectar from yarrow. The plant is used as medicine by some due to anti-inflammatory properties associated with it. Others use it for aromatherapy. Wild daisies mark the passing of summer near the Lake Superior shore of Wisconsin. Black-eyed Susans bloom near Wisconsin's Lake Superior shore. The flowers produce nectar gathered by bees, wasps, flies, butterflies, and moths. Birds eat the mature seeds produced by the plant. Wild blueberries peek from short bushes on the floor of the Chequamegonicolet National Forest in Bayfield County, Wisconsin. Many rural families in northern Wisconsin and around the nation forage for sustenance on public land. Curious fairgoers populate the midway at the Bayfield County Fair near Iron River, Wisconsin. As August began, fair season in Wisconsin was in full swing. Visit travelwisconsin.com/events/festivalsfairs for more information. The noticeable switch from hot and humid weather to cool and drier weather, and back again, brought hope of rain as July melted into August in far northern Wisconsin. Unfortunately, the hope of rain did not turn into actual moisture for most. Much of northern Wisconsin remains dry, with large swaths of the entire state ranging from severe drought to abnormally dry conditions. Along Wisconsin's Lake Superior coast, some areas had a rain deficit of more than 8.5 inches for the year in the first days of August. Jason Maloney from Washburn in northern Wisconsin lives between Lake Superior and the orchards and farms of Bayfield County. The retired soldier and educator grew up on a family farm in Marinette County. Barneveld, Wise, people often look to books to find heroes. History books are full of them. Pages come alive with the inspiring acts of Joan,